Welcome back to News at One. SIPTU is calling for transport police on Dublin bus. It follows an incident on a bus last Friday where a man was allegedly attacked by a gang of 5 to 6 people using belts, leaving a large amount of blood spattered outside the driver's cabin. Suzanne Armstrong is SIPTU's spokesperson for the Respect Transport Workers campaign. Suzanne, you've talked to the driver. What happened?
I have. Yeah, so just these things are just happening more and more frequently, unfortunately. So on Friday evening around 6 o'clock, she pulled into the terminus. For whatever reason, a passenger didn't want to get off the bus. And as he went to get off the bus, a group got on and just bet lumps out of him. Absolutely, there was blood everywhere. And that poor woman was stuck in her cab, nowhere to go, and had to witness that.
How is she now?
Obviously, she's very shook up. I think anyone in that situation would be shook up.
Male or female. You're a driver yourself. Yep. Have you had similar experiences?
Unfortunately, I think most drivers across all public transport have had experience of this. Be it fights breaking out in the bus, antisocial behaviour, drug use, racial abuse. It's just more and more frequent.
Can you give me an example of what has happened to you?
Yeah, I've had bricks through windows. I've had fights on the bus. I've had drug deals, drug use on the bus. I've had passengers abused because they're not originally from Ireland. It's unacceptable.
And what do you do in a situation like that?
I mean, what can we do? We can call for the guards. But by the time the guards get there, I mean, their resources are tin on the ground. And anyone who was involved is off the bus.
Suzanne, you've said
what we really need. Yeah.
You've said that these kinds of incidences are happening more and more. Have you noticed a difference in the way people are behaving over the last number of years?
Yeah, so SIPTU actually ran a survey earlier this year. And since COVID, there's been an increase in antisocial behaviour between drug use, racial abuse, physical altercations all across public transport.
How does that impact you as a bus driver then?
Look, you don't know what you're going to face going to work. Myself and my colleagues, you go into work and you have no idea what's going to happen to you on the day. That can be terrifying. You know, and what do? You're stuck in your cab. This is your place of work. Where are you supposed to go?
Does it ever put you off the
really
job?
You know what we really need? I actually like my job, but maybe if I'd known about all this before, it would have made me think twice. You know, and look, most passengers are absolutely lovely. You know, they get on the bus, they want to go from A to B, and you bring them there safely, but you just don't know what's going to happen.
SIPTU is calling for transport police. Can you explain that?
Yeah, so we're calling for a few things. We're calling for a stakeholder forum to be set up, which would have unions, the companies, police department, government, all involved. And we're calling for a specialised transport police. Because I know myself, even if a guard happens to get on the bus, even any security get on the bus, there's no hassle on it that day. You know, and that's what we need. And this incident wouldn't have happened if we had a police force there. Just wouldn't.
Suzanne Armstrong from SIPTU, thanks for joining us this afternoon.